This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1736. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short, medium, and long wave. On this edition, recorded August 27th, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, Faroe Islands, Germany, Greenland, Iceland, Korea South, Mexico, Micronesia, Mongolia, Morocco, Myanmar, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, Sweden, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, LRA 36, Antarctica remains elusive in North America, slightly below 15476, but there have been a number of reports of it the past week. Harald Kuhl visiting Denmark reports to the British DX Club, hearing it 40 hertz below 15476, August 21st at 2015 UT in Spanish, quite weak, but getting stronger. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says he hears it best via a remote receiver in Norway, such as August 22nd at 1936, 27 hertz below 15476. The nominal schedule seems to be approximately 1830 to 2130 UT, Monday through Friday only. Nick Hotchko in Sydney, New South Wales, was hearing it until the carrier went off at 21:36:25 on August 22nd. Then it was 24 hertz below 15476. Then on August 26th, Nick had it 30 hertz below the nominal frequency, still going strong past 21 UT, with two women in Spanish via short path, rating S4, some noise, best on upper sideband. Brian Clark in New Zealand tells us, I heard them on 15476 from opening at 1930 UT, right through to close down at 21:37:45 on 25 August. And again on 26 August, past 2100, as good as I've heard them over the years. Horacio Negro in Uruguay notes a curiosity on their Facebook page, a photo of a cake baked on the base, recreating the buildings of the base, including the radio towers. I see that although earlier photos showed all the buildings were painted bright red, I assume, for visibility in blizzards, on the cake they are all colored orange. Meanwhile, the original LRA in Buenos Aires is also in the 15 megahertz band, and its frequency varies more widely. Nominally 15345, Koji Hashimoto in Japan found it 110 hertz above that, August 21st at 1306. And Wolfgang Büschel in Germany found it 335 hertz on the high side, August 26th during German at 21:19. However, earlier at 13 to 15 UT, at 13:03 actually, August 27th, he measured it on 15344.405. Ron Howard at San Francisco's Ocean Beach in California says today, August 26th, was the first day since I last heard them on their first day of reactivation, August 19th, that I could hear some audio from Vintage FM, Australia, 3210. This was from 1313 until off at 1322. They're playing some songs from the 1940s or so, ballads, just above threshold level. It takes really good conditions for any reception. Ron Howard also clears up the mystery about the token French broadcast from Radio Australia. No matter what the schedules may show, he actually heard it from 0310 until 0320, August 22nd, on 15240 and 15300. Probably on a few other frequencies as well, and probably on weekdays only. Radio Australia finally got its new schedule pulled together, and some of the programs of interest are now as follows. There are a couple which qualify peripherally as media shows. Future Tense, now Sundays at 0130 and Thursdays at 0430. Download this show as Sundays at 1100 or after the news 1105 and Tuesdays 0430. Late Night Live is now really late night if you're in North America. Its only airing is now 06 to 07 UT, Tuesdays through Fridays. The Daily Planet World Music Show is Monday to Thursday at 13 to 14 UT. During the prime morning listening hours in North America on 9580 and 12065, the best among several other frequencies, here's what I now find on the schedule. From 11 to 12 UT on Mondays, Into the Music. Tuesdays, AWAYE, which I think is something Aboriginal. Wednesdays, Radio Tonic. Thursdays, Speaking Out and Pacific Break. Fridays, By Design and First Bite. On Saturdays, the multi-hour grandstand, Silly Ball Games, continues. On Sundays, Download the Show and Rare Collections. The 12 to 13 UTR on Mondays has Science Show. Tuesday through Friday, The World, that TV news soundtrack still exists. Saturday, more grandstand, and Sundays, the several-hour religiously oriented discussion show Sunday Night, which runs until 1600. The 13 to 14 UTR, Monday through Thursday, Daily Planet. Friday, Keys to Music, which is classical. Saturday Night Country, which is also multi-hour until 1600. And more Sunday Night on Sundays. Brazil's powerful Amazonian frequency, 6180, has been missing at least two nights in a row, August 26th and 27th, around 0100 and after 05 UT, but still on 11780. Not hearing them anymore either on 5990. Another Brazilian station I'm not hearing in my frequent band scanning after 01 UT is Rádio 9 de Julho, varying below 9819, such as August 24th. However, there are many other reports of it still on the air at other hours. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal heard it at 0947 to 1015 and 2210 to 2222 on August 21st, measured on 9818.7. You may well hear a heterodyne if there's anything on 9820, such as China. Without a precise frequency, Claudio Galas in Chile reports it August 23rd at 2355, past midnight UT, but I suppose it must sign off shortly afterwards. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard it at 0540 UT, August 23rd, on 9818.8. Most of the time they're actually relaying Radio Aparecida with Com a Mãe Aparecida programming when he heard it. Claudio Galas in Chile reports the pirate down there has been active again, known as RCW, which I, as I recall, stands for something like Radio Compañía Worldwide. August 22nd at 2140, it was on 6925 AM with Chilean music, and they were relaying news from Radio France International, I suppose in Spanish, at 22. And then they carried the American DX program, Frecuencia al Día, at 2210. He also heard them on 7550 AM, August 23rd at 2255, when they were relaying Radio Biobio from Santiago with the aftermath of an earthquake there. Furthermore, the National Emergency Ham Radio Network, which is not a pirate, on 7050 LSB, August 23rd at 2236. Information about the 6.2 earthquake. Those reports he posts to the Conexión Digital list in Argentina. Among the many snafus at Radio Havana, Cuba this week, 13740 has been missing altogether from their evening schedule. However, the second harmonic of 6070 sort of substitutes for it on 12140. Surprisingly good signal for a harmonic, although it's no match to their big transmitters. Brock Whaley in Ireland drove to the west coast and parked in the lot at the famous cliffs of Moher and pulled in some interesting daytime reception across the waters. Faroe Islands on 531 kHz was like a local in the daytime at 1245 UT, just using his stock car radio, 25 kilowatts at 600 miles. August 23rd. He also heard Iceland, a good daytime signal, the Longwave 189 from RUV at 1230. This was 300 kilowatts at around 1,000 miles water path. 207 was much weaker in mixing with Germany. We don't yet know what may happen on the 5th Sunday in August, but on the 4th Sunday, the 1 kilowatt transmitter on 9485 in Gehren, Germany, was doing this, according to Ivo Ivanov. Radio Gloria International was carried from 08 to 10 UT. It's compatible USB. And then from 13 to 14, Hamburger Lokalradio was carrying English from Deutsche Welle. So at least for a bit, they were back on the air direct from Germany. At 14 to 15, Radio Tropicana was carried in Spanish. The MWDX and Hardcore DX group, Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark, says he has good news from Greenland. It has been revealed that KNR is to return to three medium wave frequencies, following a lot of criticism about the lack of reception of KNR at sea and outside towns and villages in Greenland. He followed up with more details, confirming the frequencies and powers. 650 kilohertz in a place starting with Q, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce, due on the air in November or October this year. Nook on 570, 5 kilowatts, due back in January, February, or March next year. And 720, 10 kilowatts, due on the air around June 1st of next year. With the reopening of these three medium wave frequencies, all plans about launching a shortwave transmitter in Greenland have been given up for the time being. When these three are back on the air, it will be decided if more medium wave frequencies are to be relaunched. And needless to say, DXers in North America and elsewhere are looking forward to return of Greenland to medium wave. It's always been quite challenging despite the relative proximity to North America. Ron Howard up on Asilomar State Beach in California reports on August 22nd, hearing Voice of Freedom, the new clandestine from South to North Korea on 6135 at 1204 UT. Found them very readable without the normal white noise jamming. He listened to 6015 KBS in South Korea from 1204 to 1211 with clear and fair to good reception until it was hit by strong white noise. Then at 1211, he rechecked 6135 and it also had the noise jamming blocking the signal. So whatever the problem was in the DPRK, it was quickly fixed. Here's a Mexican X-band station we rarely see reported, and I think I've never heard it myself in Oklahoma. Steve Wiseblood in the southern tip of Texas reports to ABDX on 1610. Radio Universidad Autónoma de Chapingo, XEUACH, August 23rd at 0143 UT, playing Red Hot Chili Peppers. He says signal always seems to get better around 0100. And they may be about to sign off. I'm not sure if they run all night, but seldom reported. There's another Spanish station on 1610, which must not be confused, which is where else? Toronto, CHHA. Ron Howard in California has been observing PMA, the cross radio in Micronesia, 4755.56. which normally cuts off the air a couple of minutes before 1200 UT. But it says on August 27th they continued with their malfunctioning DTMF tones. They were still on at 1252 UT, although there were those tones at 1155. They continued on the air with an ID and local time check, mostly religious songs and spots. Focused on the family promo at 1249. Back on August 25th, they were gone by 11:44. On August 26th, they were off by 11:53, manually, apparently, turning off their transmitter at erratic times. And Ron Hard also reports hearing an English ID, among other languages, from the Voice of Mongolia, also in Russian, 7260, August 26th at 11:20. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1736. Our website brings you a lot more information, and it's totally non-commercial, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from John R. Smith, Jr., who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says the transmitter in that country on 594 medium wave is still silent, and the one in Morocco is still 1 kilohertz off frequency, heard on 595, August 26th in the daytime at 1120. Ron Howard was checking Myanmar Radio 9730 for their English language lesson segment, Monday, August 25th. He thought it would start about 10:30, but it actually ended at 10:33, lesson 8, from ABC Radio Australia, in the restaurant being the topic. And on August 27th, Wednesday at 11:05, they always play the same piece of classical music, followed by a series of ads. And then at 11:08 to 11:19, they repeated Monday's lesson 8 with much better reception. We are sad to learn of the death of Mark Nichols, editor of New Zealand DX Times, NICHOLLS. He'd been hospitalized for some time, but was thought to be recovering and looking forward to resuming his DX editing duties. Brian Clark of the New Zealand Radio DX League put out the news. Mark died on August 20th. He'd battled ill health for a long time, but strived to ensure this did not interfere with production of DX Times every month. Frank Glynn says Mark typified the Kiwi good, keen man, committing time and enthusiasm to the hobby he loved. Regarding last week's item about an Oklahoma daytimer running all night on 1530, KXTD Wagoner, calling itself La Que Buena, as of August 22nd, UT, it was finally off the air after 24-hour operation for at least 6 nights, so we could again hear WCKY and other stations cheating on 1530. Ron Howard in California reports on Papua New Guinea. 3275, NBC Southern Highlands presumed, continues to be heard, but sign-off is much earlier, August 26th at 11:45 and August 27th at 11:47. It's often just above threshold level, the weakest of all the NBC stations. 3385 being the best, and after that 3260. Those two are the ones I've been hearing, at least a carrier in some modulation in Oklahoma. Ron says that stations which are silent are the ones listed on 3205 and 3905, nor does he hear anything at all on 3235. So never mind last week's report about a station possibly reactivated there. Ron also is still not hearing Wantok Radio Light, continues silent below 7325. Another station suddenly silent is Radio Chasqui in Peru, 5980. That's the one we'd been tracking every evening when possible, as it would cut off automatically 5 or 6 seconds later from one night to the next. Last time we heard it was August 19th, but by August 22nd when we checked, before and after O1UT, no signal, and that continued to be the case as of August 26th. The 2-megawatt signal in the northwest corner of Saudi Arabia on 1521 kilohertz is one of the biggest signals crossing the Atlantic to North America. In fact, we sometimes hear it making heterodyne here in Oklahoma against 1520 KOKC. In Massachusetts, Mark Connolly says 1521 starts peeling the paint off the wall this time of year here in Massachusetts, often the loudest transatlantic and frequently good more than 2 hours before sunset at beach reception sites. But Nigel Pimlet in Alberta says, for unknown reasons, 1521 has never been a big player here in southern Alberta. Generally, I either hear a very feeble carrier or none at all. I asked Ben Dawson, consulting engineer, about this, and consulting the ITU database, We can confirm that this transmitter is highly directional. It has a 41 dB gain at 296 degrees, which is right across the populated areas of North Africa and hitting the Americas at the eastern tip of Cuba. Further north than that, the signal drops off considerably. Minimum gain is all the way from 40 clockwise to 200 degrees from the site. Unlike Micronesia, Solomon Islands continues to cut off a minute or two before 1200 UT, August 25th. I timed it at 11:58:36 when the carrier went off. I assumed it was on exactly 5020 and didn't try to measure it. But at 11:23, several minutes earlier the same date, Wolfgang Büschel found it on 5019.878, so apparently they resumed using their old off-frequency transmitter. He was using units down under in Queensland and Sydney to hear it. The Radio Nord Revival special transmissions from Sweden I mentioned last week attracted a lot of attention and were widely reported. They began on Friday afternoon, August 22nd. Via Alan Pennington of the British DX Club, some last-minute info was that they changed 3915 to 3950 and decided not to use 6220. First report came from Noel Green in England at 1440 UT, August 22nd on 6065, speaking Swedish and playing oldies music, and also heard by Dave Kenny in England, the British DX Club, starting about 1430. Brock Whaley in Ireland says Radio Nord was still going strong at 07 UT, August 23rd, on 6065 USB, right after he heard World of Radio from Germany on 7265 USB. We really needed a higher frequency to have a chance of hearing it in North America, and they provided one, 9295 USB, which was clear of interference. I heard it both August 24th and 25th after 0100. A bit better on the second occasion. Mick Delmage in Alberta says it went off at 0507. Many other logs of it are in the new DX Listening Digest, number 14-35, when published via worldofradio.com. According to the station blog, apparently all the shortwave transmitters were closed down. It was all over by 05 UT on August 25th. Walt Salmanuve in Victoria, B.C., also known as Volodya, since his heritage is Ukrainian, says, although Radio Ukraine International has left shortwave a few years ago, here's an alternative to the overwhelming volume of Russian propaganda and, frankly, hate and misinformation concerning events in Ukraine. August 24th marks the 24th anniversary of Ukrainian independence, and it's marked by the launch of a 24/7 English-language satellite television station, also streamed online. It's at uatoday.tv. It's called Ukraine Today. He was first hearing test bars and tones the day before. Ron Howard in California has again been hearing some U.S. Coast Guard and NOAA coastal conditions along the West Coast on 3326 USB parallel to 4986 USB. He says, I first heard these last February, but again on August 26th from 1039 till off at 1103, both weak, but 3326 slightly better. It's easy to tell when they are on, as my daily checking for RRI Palangkaraya Indonesia finds interference on the high side of 3325. At times, both are parallel to another strong frequency, 8764 USB. But we don't know where these transmissions are coming from. Reports about our new World of Radio airing on WRMI Fridays at 2130 UT. Stephen Cooper in England says, on August 22nd, hearing it at 2145 on 15770 with a very good signal. But it was the previous week's program, not the current edition. I was also monitoring this in Oklahoma. It's also on 7570, which is aimed toward us, while 15770, aimed at Europe, is off the side to us. Yet propagation was such at this hour that there was a much better signal here on 15770. Mike Barraclough points out that there's a new article about WRMI in Radio World titled Massive Shortwave Site Gets a New Lease on Life. This one has a lot of detail and photos about the technical challenges, how they've built their own transmitters and antennas after getting permission to copy the originals back in the family radio era. Go to www.radioworld.com and look for the article dated August 25th by Dan Brown, Massive Shortwave Site Gets a New Lease on Life. Some U.S. medium wave observations. KAMA, El Paso, Texas on 750, is obviously still running 10 kilowatts day power and or non-directional, totally dominating the frequency here in Oklahoma instead of WSB Atlanta, which it is obliged to protect. Anytime at night, I'm hearing Spanish talk from KAMA with Univision America. With WHAS Louisville nulled on 840, August 21st at 0544, and again at 1057 UT, I was hearing another station in Spanish with the Radio Formula network ID, which means it could be on either side of the U.S. border with Mexico. But the direction fit for KVJY in FAR, Texas, PHARR in the Rio Grande Valley. Its format, however, was not listed to be in Spanish. But Bruce Conti did some further research and found that indeed they did flip to Radio Formula as early as 2011. Neil Kazaros in Wisconsin reports to NRC AM and others, I was hoping to DX from my other home, but didn't hear much but KHAC 880 at the New Mexico-Arizona border over and under KLRG in Arkansas. On Monday morning, August 18th at 11 UT, all the audio from KHAC seemed to be on the upper sideband, no trace on the lower. Brandon Jordan near Memphis, Tennessee reports an off-frequency station in that state, WHIN in Gallatin, August 23rd at midnight 10. Way off on 1009.772 kHz, a significant offset during high school football, causing a major hit with 1010 stations, which I also heard a bit later at 0139. An NID on 1510 I heard August 23rd at 0132, Mexican Music versus WLAC in Nashville. This one's very slightly on the low side, but not as far off as KCTE in Missouri, which was not being heard at this time, because it makes quite an audible heterodyne. Anyhow, the Spanish station was roughly from the southwest. None of the three Texas stations on 1510 should be on the air at that hour, being daytimers, although that's admittedly an often unwarranted assumption. And we know the station in Kansas, which used to be in Spanish, is no longer. The IRCA Mexican log shows a good possibility, a new station I was unaware of, XEQI, La Nueva Radio in Monterrey, Nuevo León. It's listed as 50 kilowatts day power, but cutting to 250 watts at night. Further checks needed. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 12 and 4 on August 29th, 31st, and September 8th. Solar flux peaking at 140 August 31st, dropping to 120 September 5th, 6th, and 9th, and back up to 145 by September 16th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1736.